It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Colleges all across Rhode Island hold graduation ceremonies this month, and many of their students will receive diplomas and then face thousands of dollars in student loans. As we continue our series, Paying for It, Rhode Islanders Struggle with Student Debt, we look at how mounting student loans are affecting students and the decisions they make about their future. On a spring afternoon at Bryant University, students walk to and from the dining hall as music plays from a stereo across the green. A pair of students lounge on the grass right outside the Office of Financial Aid. They seem blissfully unaware of what their education might cost them after they graduate.
I don't know. My mom kind of figures that out for me.
Victoria Bryan is a sophomore at Bryant, majoring in business management. She says whatever the cost of her student loans may be, she chose to study business because she believes she will earn a good salary when she graduates.
I wouldn't want to be like a history major because I feel like there's not a lot of money in that. So I feel like I'd want to have a major that will enable me to leave college right away and start making money.
Making money right away is something students increasingly have to think about as the loans they take on to finance their education go up. Bryant University had the highest average loan burden of any Rhode Island school that submitted data for the Project on Student Debt, a national report on student loans. The report found that students in Bryant's class of 2012 took on an average of more than $44,000 in loans. Bryant freshman Sierra Moore says she expects to be paying off her loans until she's at least 30 or 40.
I guess like the reality of paying student loans after graduation like hasn't even hit me yet because it's kind of like, I know I have to go to school, and I know I have to take out loans, so I'm just kind of waiting till I get there, like dealing with it after graduation.
A national survey by the organization American Student Assistance suggests that student debt is causing a large percentage of recent graduates to delay major milestones, like buying a house and starting a family. It can also affect their career choices, and spokeswoman Alessandra Lanza says that's part of the reason for new federal programs that tie the monthly loan payment to your income.
There are a lot of people who want to go into really important fields like teaching and social work and, you know, all kinds of things that necessarily don't have, you know, a high income, but are still really important for the community and for society. So we want to encourage people to still pursue those types of things.
Providence College graduate Nicole Moniz is a student pursuing one of those degrees. She wants to be a school counselor. She says financial aid was a major factor in her choice of college.
For me, that was something that was really important because it's not like I'd come from a family that really had that much money, and we were always worried about finances.
Moniz grew up in Pawtucket, where her mother is a factory worker and her father puts together orders in a warehouse. No one in her family had ever gone to college, and the process of applying was pretty confusing. Luckily, her high school got a college counselor during her senior year.
And she had brought up this thing about, oh, percent of need met, you need to look at that. And I was just like, had no clue. I was so confused at what it is that she meant by like percent of need met.
Percent of need met refers to the average amount of financial aid a school typically kicks in to help students cover tuition. The higher the average percent of need met, the better the chances for an applicant to get a significant amount of grants and scholarships.
I was just like, I want to go to a really good school. Like, I have to go to a really good school. I'm not really going to worry about the money. But they really did make me open my eyes and say, like, you do have to worry about the money.
Even with a generous scholarship, Moniz still has more than $40,000 in loans, and she's about to take on more debt to go to graduate school. She spent the last year sharing what she's learned about financial aid with high school students through a program called the College Advising Program. She says one of the hardest things she had to do was urge a student to reject a college that would have left her saddled by debt.
When I had said that to her, she was so discouraged and had said, Miss, like, are you trying to, like, shoot my dreams down? I'm like, no, I'm not, but we need to think of the reality of the situation.
I wouldn't call it a mountain of debt. But it's a significant hill.
Sitting on a bench at Providence College, junior John Clark says he chose to go there even though he knew it would mean big debt. He and his family have already borrowed nearly $80,000, and he still has one more year to go.
There's no way to actually justify the price tag, but you recognize how much this is costing, And then you really do one of two things. You can put yourself into the academics, or you can check out and say, this is costing me so much, it's not worth it.
Clark says he chose to throw himself into academics and get as much for the investment as possible by studying the things he feels passionate about. He's majoring in philosophy and thinking about a career teaching English in high school. So looking back, would he have done things differently?
I've thought about that a lot. Could I have just gone somewhere else? And yes, I could have, but I chose this. I did this. And since I can't really imagine it any other way, I think I'll take what I got.
There are loan forgiveness programs for people who go into fields like teaching and social work. And there are also programs that help you lower your monthly payments. But in the long run, that also means you pay even more money for the degree. Even so, some students see a silver lining to all that debt. It's like an incentive not to slack off, they say, because you can literally see the dollar signs racking up if you even think about skipping class. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.